You're listening to Rated NA Live from San Diego Comic-Con 2016. So it's Comic-Con 2016. We're here with Sissy Jones. We're at the Odyssey Bar in a nice air-conditioned place. It's Friday.
Thank you, God, for air conditioning.
I know. It's pretty it's pretty intense out there right now. Well, thank you so much for coming to say hi to us.
Dude, I'm so happy to finally meet you.
Yeah, we're happy to meet you, too. This is, like, honestly, this is our highlight of the show is meeting people that come.
Me? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it really amazing. Is. It really is. Like, I've seen, like, the Hasbro booth a million times in my life. So this is infinitely more exciting than that. So thank you. What are you doing here at Comic-Con?
I'm just here to hang out and meet people and see the scene.
That's the best part.
I don't even have a badge to get into the con. Like, I don't really want to go wait in line for panels.
Yeah.
I just wanted to come hang out.
So. Yeah. I don't think you need a badge anymore. I think it has become so big and so exciting that you can really spend, you could spend 4 days here and just walk around and see things outside of the con. I mean, there's this stuff going on all the time.
There's so much spandex.
There is.
So much spandex.
A lot of spandex. A lot of, yeah. So what, you just had a Drift come out, I think, on PS4.
Yeah, July 15th.
That's pretty awesome. People loving exciting. That.
Yeah, it's been really good.
I'm terrible. I haven't played it yet. I've been meaning to, but I've been a terrible human being.
Okay, so when you do,
yeah.
When,
yes.
Not if,
yeah.
You have to keep a death count for how many times you actually kill
okay.
me before you finish the game.
Okay. I'll definitely do that.
Oh, the mic's pretty close.
Oh. Oh, yeah, these are crappy mics.
Sorry.
Scott's a murderer.
Here we go.
Scott.
Sorry,
yeah.
Scott.
Don't apologize to him.
I'm walking around like Rodney Dangerfield with the microphone all over his head.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to ask you Comic-Con specific questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm game. Bring
it. All right, here we go. Number one, what was your very first convention memory of any convention of any sort? And if this is it, we're really excited.
I think, well, so I grew up in Idaho where there were not a lot of conventions. I think my first Comic-Con was like 3 years ago, which I remember-ish. And we stayed at some shitty little hotel like 8 years away. And it was like $400 a night. And it was me and three friends crammed into one room, sharing a bathroom. Not awkward at all. But then coming and seeing all of the craziness and the scene and the people and like, honestly, we waited in line for some panel, and we had to sit through another panel first. And then I walked through Artist Alley in Comic-Con, and I was like, I'm home.
Yeah.
This is amazing. And I fell in love with some of the artists and, like, seeing all of their wares. And I, yes, that.
Yeah.
That was a very long-winded
answer. I
think
both of us, Matt and I, we, for many, many years, that was, like, one thing we did every year was just buy something from Artist Alley.
Yeah.
Like, one piece of art. Now it's all just in a stack.
Right.
But we hung up some of it, but that's definitely one of the best parts.
Good intentions.
And question number two.
Question number two.
All right. Have you ever had a strange or surreal celebrity encounter either here at Comic-Con or in life?
Yes. I remember one time I was like 16 and I was in Arizona and we were at the J. Crew and one of the guys from Boys to Men came in and it was when they were like, and now we've come to the end. Anyway, so he was in front of us just with like heaps of clothes and was just like forking out. I mean, he was like making it rain up in there.
Yeah.
And none of us said anything. Cause, like, I get really starstruck. It's weird. Like, I get really like shy. And,
yeah.
But he had like the deuce on his necklace, like the big two gold. And he was like swinging it around so everyone would see it. And my friend just started dancing behind me. Dum 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 da da, dum 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 da da, da ya ya ya. Anyway, that was awesome. And then the other day at Trader Joe's, you guys have seen Office Space.
Yeah, yeah.
So you remember corporate accounts payable? Nina speaking. Yeah. Just a moment.
Yeah.
So I ran into her at Trader Joe's, and I was like, I just have to tell you, I think you're hilarious. I really love your work. And she goes, thank you. That is so nice. I just had the worst day. I've been like, what am I doing with my life? But to hear that. So, you know, it's always fun.
That's awesome. That's great. I would like I would lose my mind if I saw some like in a grocery store. We don't that never happens like where I live. Like you don't ever just like run into people. It's always here for me that I'm like, oh, there's someone famous. It's never just like on my at my grocery store.
It takes some getting used to. Like when I first moved to LA, there's this hike that I do, and I've seen like Gene Simmons. I've seen Ray
Romano.
Was
he in his full kiss outfit?
Oh, my God. He had, like, a pack of groupies, like, trailing after him. There were so many boobs.
I can't imagine Gene Simmons hiking.
It was surreal. But I see, like, Anne Hathaway and Julianne Moore, and, like, they're all just like, I'm going for
just
a
hiking,
hike.
Yeah.
Mine is, because I live in New York, and I work in New York, and because of where I work, which I'll tell you later off the air, because I can't say it on the air. Not HBO.
Ooh, so surprising.
Hint, hint. Don King is in our lobby all the time. Like, just constantly. Like, every few weeks, he'll just be sitting there. And I've gotten off the elevator multiple times where he's sitting there, either with a boxer or just with his crew of people. And, like, the first time he didn't say anything to us, we walked by. We were, like, coming in from lunch, and we just kind of, like, it's Don King just sitting in the lobby. So we just walked past. So they encourage you not to be weird to the people they're trying to have meetings with. And the second time we came out of the elevator, it was like a week later, and he was sitting in the lobby again, and we walked by, and again, we just didn't say anything. We were like, he goes, hello, gentlemen! It was like the loudest, like it was just like boomed throughout the lobby. We turned and we're like, hello, Don King.
Did you pee your pants a little bit?
It was the weirdest. We just literally were like, hello, Don King, and just like kept walking into the building. It was an odd one, but that's my weird one.
That's
good one.
Awesome.
All right, so next one. Would you want Comic-Con to happen all year round?
No. Because I think it's a really special time. Because if it happened all year round, it wouldn't be fun. It wouldn't be, it would just be like normal.
Yeah.
But this way, you see the spandex and the weirdness and the craziness and all the people, and everybody comes together at the same time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm in the same camp. What is your preferred method of time travel? A DeLorean, a TARDIS, or a phone booth, or other?
Ooh, that's a big question. I mean, DeLorean's pretty fucking rad.
Yeah. I'm
kinda,
a DeLorean guy.
I'm kind of going DeLorean.
Yeah.
I mean, TARDIS is awesome, but...
I mean, there's a reason why people don't still use phone booths. They're kind of cramped. You don't want to time travel in a phone booth.
I like that you put TARDIS and phone booth.
Aren't they the same thing?
I didn't want to say anything.
I don't really know much about Doctor Who. Is that blue thing a phone booth? Full disclosure, I have no idea what Doctor Who is.
Outed. You have been outed.
You were saying Bill and Ted versus Doctor Who. But
Bill and Ted.
Yeah. Bill and Ted's the best. Okay, so DeLorean. I'm a DeLorean guy, too. Matt, what's yours?
I mean, DeLorean. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just so classy. Yeah. It's like,
travel
what's
in style.
And the
doors go like this.
Flying DeLorean.
Flying.
Yeah, flying, definitely.
I mean, if you're going to time travel, you've got to fly. Yeah.
All right, if you were sucked into a portal to your favorite science fiction or fantasy world, would you want to stay there forever?
No, because the women are usually treated like shit.
It's a really honest answer.
I mean, if we're being brutally honest here. No.
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 Yeah. I think I would.
That's because, men are not treated like shit.
Yeah, no, I'd want to live in the Marvel Universe. So it'd be like our world, but with superheroes.
Yeah, but see, then I'd have to wear pleather all the time.
Yeah,
and get really
that's
hot.
True. I still would be me, which would be unfortunate. Like, just a guy who really likes superheroes.
Ash's dream world is still just
Ash. I'm just me. Nothing special. So the next question is, what do you eat when you're at conventions? Do you have a go-to snack?
Anything I can get my hands on.
Yeah.
I have celiac, so I can't eat like sandwiches and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh.
So I have to find non-poisonous food.
Oh my gosh. That's rough. That's got to be double rough for you because all there is
here
is like Mrs. Field cookies and fried everything. It's like, honestly, if you go to the convention hall, it's only Mrs. Field's cookies and like Wetzel's pretzels.
Mrs. Fields is at home like, look at all of my dollar bills.
And like each Mrs. Field's cookie is like $5. You know, like she's just like,
she's got a corner on the Comic-Con market.
Yeah. She's got like a Scrooge McDuck bin that she just dives into.
There's pearls and rubies.
Yeah. Nasty Mrs. Fields. This is a hard one. If you could only watch TV and movies, play video games, or read for the rest of your life, and you can't do the other two. So you can read, you can play video games, or you can watch TV. The other two are banned. Which one would you choose?
Probably TV.
TV? He's a TV guy.
I'm kind of a whore for TV.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you get into a good world, and you can just disappear. And then, right. like, my husband and I like to watch, like, shit together, and then we can talk about it, and it's like right. a thing. If I read my book and then he hasn't read the chapter yet, and I'm like, TikTok buddy, you know.
Right.
TV.
TV.
Yeah.
What are you watching right now?
We're actually going back and rewatching Game of Thrones.
I just did that when I had my newborn. I watched the whole thing when he was like a little spud, and so he's seen like my wife would walk in, and I'm like, he's looking at Melisandre right now. Check it out. So yeah, we just rewatched them all. It's better the second time. It's
because you actually know what they're talking
right.
about.
And you know all like the stupid side episodes. Characters. Yeah.
I was like, where are we?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, it's much
yeah.
better the second time. Yeah. I think the last season for the one we just had is still rough, like
yeah.
a second time.
Yeah.
But it was still really
good. We've been fast forwarding through all the Ramsay scenes. We're like, yeah, we don't need to see the chip chop. Nope, nope.
Yeah, that stuff you can definitely fast forward
yeah.
through. Okay. If you could create any sort of convention at all, you're building your own convention that people go to, what kind of convention would you build?
Ooh. That's a great question.
It was Matt's question.
That's a great question.
The bad ones are mine. I forgot this one.
I really love to see the merging of science fiction and fantasy and real science all coming together, like the stuff Carl Sagan used to write about and how that's actually kind of becoming mainstream. I know that's a lot of what happens here at Comic-Con, but I love seeing that all come together and how fantasy shows and stuff like that are not just for nerds anymore.
Right, right.
I love seeing that and the reception of it, and people are starting to know Carl Sagan's name again, and you know, after the second round of Cosmos came out, I'd love to see something like that.
So like a science-y...
Science-y, fantasy-y.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I'm a nerd.
Oh, hey, you're in the right place. this is a really adult question. Here we go. Which comic book character has the most perverted name? The Flash, The Thing, or The Shocker?
Shocker. I mean, is that even a question?
I think I thought of this like in the middle of the night. I thought it would be funny. It is funny. But in retrospect, it's a terrible question.
But here's the thing. They could all be the same.
Oh.
The Shocker is the thing that kind of gives you the Flash.
That's true.
I mean,
that's true. All right. So last question is, if money were no object and time were no object, if you could cosplay as anything in the universe, what would you cosplay as?
A dragon. Just
dragon?
A giant fucking dragon.
Yeah. Audio animatronic. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd
but be- not like, I don't know. Not like I'm gonna kill you, dragon. But like, I'm a badass dragon.
Like Falcor from Neverending Story.
No, but see, Falcor looks like a cocker spaniel to me. yeah, like one of the like awesome Chinese dragons. Like
okay.
The big badass, not gonna kill you necessarily unless you piss me off, dragons. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, thank you so much,
dude.
You survived the lightning round. Woo-hoo! Questions. Again,
yeah.
Where can people find you on social media?
Sissy Speaks. That's
everywhere.
Me. Twitter, everywhere. Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, Sissy
awesome,
Speaks.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes. Please don't go for Sissy Jones, because there is actually a Sissy Jones, which is destroying
me. And she's
me right
a terrible
now.
Human being.
She was a Belieber.
Oh.
She was a huge Justin Bieber fan back in the day when I finally got my ass around to creating a Twitter
man.
Handle. Now I don't think she is, but yeah.
Awesome.
Don't tweet at her. Tweet
and you'll
at
be at PAX. So
I'll be at PAX.
We'll see you at PAX, and it'll be exciting.
Woohoo!
And we'll see you there.
Come see the panel.
Later, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Yay! Thanks for listening to our coverage of San Diego Comic-Con 2016. As always, you can find us on Twitter, and that's @NerdAppropriate, Facebook/NerdAppropriate, Twitch.tv/NerdAppropriate, Instagram/NerdAppropriate, or if you have an email that you want to send our way, you can send a message to Ash, Scott, or Matt @nerdappropriate.com. Or if you have a general question, just send it to nerds@nerdappropriate.com. Thanks, and we'll be back next week with all new shows.
It has it recorded somewhere.
Is it in my hands?
No, that's Creed.
That's Creed?
No, it's
too far.
far away.
Yeah, she's got it.
Leave love, leave hand in my hands.
Oh, that is hands right here.
Why is it, why did people sing like that in the 90s?
I don't know. Just shut your jaw.
Yeah, it's chin rock. Yeah.
Chin rock.
Chin rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Some hair.
All right, the interview's over. That was great.